John Everett Millais sat in a Surrey field each day through the long hot summer of 1851. He worked out there for hours and hours, painting all the pretty flowers, and he wouldn't quit till the job was done. Although the flies would pester him and the swans would eat the plants he was looking at, the owners of the land said he was trespassing. Still John Millais kept on coming back to paint Ophelia, 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 oh yeah. Ophelia, 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 oh yeah. The story of Ophelia is oh so sad. When her boyfriend kills her dad, she throws herself into the nearest stream. But before you get too upset, she's just a character from Shakespeare's Hamlet, who many Pre-Raphaelite painters took for a theme. And though it seems an odd way round, it was only when it finished on the background that John Millais went out and found someone to model for Ophelia, 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 oh yeah. Ophelia, 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 oh yeah. Elizabeth Siddle was the model he chose, and he bought her some fancy clothes, which she put on, and then she'd pose. Lying in a bath of water, she lay there so long, she caught a bad cold, and Elizabeth's furious father told John Millais he had to pay the doctor's bills for his daughter. Poor Ophelia, 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 oh yeah. Ophelia, 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 oh yeah.